And this news update is being brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? As well as Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. And by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. According to a petition filed with the Huron County Clerk on July 2nd, organizers are seeking Babcock's removal from her District 7 commission seat. The petition alleges Babcock supported Resolution 2558 on February 8th of 2025, authorizing zoning changes to allow 15-acre asphalt and concrete crushing and recycling operation in an area zoned for agricultural and residential uses. The filing marks the first step in Michigan's recall process. Petition supporters must now gather the required number of valid voter signatures before the question can qualify for the ballot. As of now, the filing of the petition does not remove the commissioner from office, and no election has been scheduled. Babcock remains in her position while the recall process moves forward. And Lake Township leaders met in a closed session on Thursday afternoon to discuss legal strategy involving an ongoing federal lawsuit. During a joint meeting of the Township Board and Planning Commission, officials voted to privately consult with legal counsel regarding litigation filed by Driftwood Lavender, LLC. The case remains pending in the U.S. District Court for Michigan's Eastern District. Before entering the closed session, board members approved revisions to the meeting agenda, removing procedural items related to the executive session. The private meeting was authorized under provisions of Michigan's Open Meetings Act that allowed confidential discussions involving pending legal matters, at which point the public was asked to go outside and wait to the opening back up of the meeting to the public. This occurred on a day when the heat advisory with indexes over 100 degrees. But those that were present did comply as they felt it was important to be part of the local government process and stay informed of the status of this case. Upon reconvening an open session, the members voted to adjourn the meeting and dismissed all attendees. No further information was provided. After 72 years in business, the Ozentoski family has made the decision to step away from the farm implement dealership industry, and they're excited to announce they've sold their operation in Bad Axe to TNT Equipment. Tim Ozentoski's been the owner-operator of Ozentoski Farm Equipment since 1975, taking over from his father Clarence and grandfather Lewis, who started the dealership in 1954. Ozentoski Farm Equipment's been a staple of Huron County farming community, and TNT Equipment is excited to step in and continue to serve the Huron County community. Tim and the Ozentoski families would like to personally thank the Tri-County area farmers for their support over the years. He would also like to thank many employees who helped support them for many years that they've been there. Many of the familiar faces of the Ozentoski Farm Equipment are still going to be here, and Tim would like to thank the TNT organization for the easy transition and hopes the great relationships formed over the years continue to grow. TNT Equipment has been owned by the Teague family since the mid-1980s. The years have brought growth, challenges, and opportunities. Expanding into Bad Axe and becoming a two-store location is exciting. Thank you to the Ozentoski family for giving TNT this opportunity. The transition has been going smoothly, with both owners making all the customers' employees a top priority. Building strong relationships and carrying on the Case IH brand ensures you will continue to be valued customers. Stop in and say hi to both the familiar and new faces. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsors.
Make the switch to M3 Wireless and enjoy lightning-fast upload and download speeds you can depend on every day. Whether you're streaming your favorite shows, gaming online, working from home, or connecting multiple devices, M3 Wireless delivers a smooth and reliable experience without buffering or interruptions. Their network is built for performance, giving you the speed and stability you need to stay connected at all times. From video calls and home offices to movies, music, and more, M3 Wireless keeps everything running seamlessly. Proudly serving homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started today. M3 Wireless, strong, reliable internet you can count on.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. The United States rang in its 250th birthday with a celebration that felt every bit as dramatic as the nation's founding. Washington, D.C. organizers canceled the traditional Independence Day parade Friday after an extreme heat warning, with temperatures threatening to reach 115 degrees. Despite the sweltering conditions, a thunderstorm rolled through the Capitol Saturday evening, delaying President Trump's remarks by nearly 2 hours and prompting authorities to order a brief evacuation of the National Mall, sending spectators scrambling into nearby museums and government buildings. Federal officials reported at least 51 people were treated for heat-related illnesses during the Salute to America events, with 34 requiring transport to area hospitals. When the storm cleared and crowds returned to the mall, Trump addressed the nation, calling America's semi-quincentennial one of the most joyous and glorious moments in the nation's history. Though his speech drew sharp attention from its political undertones at what was historically been a nonpartisan occasion. And Beijing moved this week to restructure the upper ranks of its armed forces in what analysts are reading as a significant signal about the political moment inside China. Chinese President Xi Jinping promoted 2 new generals in a ceremony in Beijing, a shakeup widely believed aimed at ensuring the military's loyalty to the Communist Party and to Xi personally. The move comes during a period of heightened geopolitical tension and follows months of close global attention on China's military posture. Defense analysts say these types of reshuffles are rarely random and often precede major strategic shifts in policy or military deployment priorities. The newly promoted generals are considered close allies of Xi within the People's Liberation Army. Western governments and intelligence agencies are watching the changes carefully as the restructuring could have implications for Taiwan, South China Sea, and China's posture on the ongoing Iran situation. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? As well as Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service, with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon, call 989-738-5346 today. As well as M3 Wireless, for your best choice in internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has 6 modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-Hour Wrecker Service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
Sure Health. Making sure our patients are satisfied is our top priority. That's why we are so excited to announce that Sure Health, yes, your local choice for healthcare, was named to the top 20 in the entire country for critical access hospitals. Every year, the National Rural Health Association names the top 20 hospitals in America based on patient satisfaction, and you named us to this exclusive list. And not only were we in the top 20 in the United States, but the only hospital in the entire state of Michigan. So in short, thank you for trusting Sure Health with your health and wellness so much that we are now in the top 1.5% of all critical access hospitals across the entire United States. To begin your journey to better health and ultimate patient satisfaction, go to sure.org to find your primary care provider today. Sure Health, better life. And now, your top 20 critical access hospital in all of America.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.